My name is Nathaniel Pantalone. I own Dober Tea in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We opened almost 10 years ago in March of 2013. My interest in tea started when I was in college. My friend Adam and I used to try to study at a local tea shop and ended up just talking instead of studying, and turned tea into our sort of social gathering time. And we ended up turning that interest into a blog and then a podcast. We always found tea to be a communal experience, a social experience, and others find it to be conducive to studying and to meditation or writing even. And I wanted to create a space that really allowed people that creativity or that community. What really helps is our staff. Our staff are very friendly. We try to hire people that are social, friendly, that like to see the regulars, that like to work there, that really like tea and like to share that with people. And we try to prescribe teas based on the day too, because some days I don't really want to drink green tea or I don't want to drink something with caffeine, but there's other days I do. We really try to be mindful of everything and bring that to the customer and provide that space for the customers. I get the question a lot if I have a favorite tea, and I really don't. I used to have a favorite tea. When we had our podcast, my favorite was an oolong called Da Hong Pao. It's a really dark, smoky oolong. I still love that tea, but it's one of my cold weather favorites, and I want nothing to do with it in the summertime. So I find myself in the summer drinking a lot more floral things, grassier things like green teas, iced teas, of course. And of course, in the wintertime, I don't really want to drink iced tea. I want to drink something hot, something smoky, like a Lapsang Soochong black tea, or some ginger is really nice, like those types of flavors. So I don't really have one anymore, and I'm blessed that the tea room, we have access to everything, so I can drink whatever I want. We do try to ask the customer as many questions as possible to figure out what they need in that moment, and that takes a lot of practice and a lot of finesse. Sometimes somebody will come in and say, I need something grounding, I need something that's going to give me energy. We might offer them puar tea. It's very earthy. It can be grounding and also invigorating. Sometimes people need something bright, something not caffeinated but lively, and so we might give them some lavender or something with magnolia or something that's going to kind of lift their spirits, you know, aromatically. We consider ourselves part of the naturalist school of tea, which doesn't add a lot of milk and sugar and things like that to their tea, and we try to serve tea traditionally. That's our main goal. Of course, we have iced teas and things that aren't really traditional, and chai that are traditional but have a lot of milk and sugar. So you can really taste the true essence of the plant and the craftsmanship that goes into the tea. A lot of them are hand processed, and there's a lot of practice, a lot of artisanal experience that goes into that. These people that process the tea, they've done it for years and years, and they're the reason why you get the flavors that you do, the nice floral aromas of oolong or the like rich taste of black tea a lot of the time. We think it's sort of honorable. It honors the tea. You can add milk or sugar if you want. We try to encourage people to drink it without a lot of milk and sugar. We also try to brew the tea so that you can drink it without milk and sugar, because sometimes people overbrew their tea and then it's hard to drink without a little sugar or something to it. So that's one of the things when we train employees on brewing the tea, trying to hit that sweet spot of it has a lot of flavor, but it's not unpalatable. Pittsburgh has lots of different people from around the world, different generations, and we wanted our design inside to echo that multiculturalism that we were going for. We took a lot of inspiration from Middle Eastern design, especially Moroccan design, but we incorporated a lot of Asian influences, of course some Western influences, like with our bell that you ring for service, that's very common in Europe, and things like that that we really wanted to make it this kind of melting pot of different cultures, because the teas come from all over the world, and now our customers kind of reflect that as well, which is great. It's a good feeling to see people come in and enjoy it like I used to. We do find tea as community building. We also find it as a way to meditate, a way to slow down, different in that way from, say, coffee. In my experience, it's really part of a healthy lifestyle that regular tea drinking, for me, I found to be part of how I want my lifestyle to be, and I feel good when I drink tea. It's conducive to conversation, it's conducive to community. Getting a pot and brewing it a few times is sort of part of the meditation of tea drinking, that it's this sort of ritual that you do, and it slows you down in that moment, even for just a minute. You might take a break for your work, spend a minute thinking about making this pot of tea, and then go back to your work, and it's kind of a break. I think it really is part of a healthy lifestyle. You can find Dober Tea at 1937 Murray Avenue in Pittsburgh, PA. It's in Squirrel Hill neighborhood. Our website is doberteapgh.com. You can order loose leaf tea and pottery from our website. Find us on all the big social medias, Instagram, Facebook, at doberteapgh.